The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome back to the Country Music Talk podcast. I'm Baylen Leonard, and I'm really excited to be welcoming a great guest to this week's episode. He hasn't visited the UK since 2019. Not only is he here performing his own shows, but he's going to be gracing the stage in Glasgow, Dublin, and right across Europe with none other than country music superstar Brad Paisley. It's part of Brad's arena tour. It's Morgan Evans. He's well established as a real force in country music. And I remember him playing the Long Road Festival last time that he came over to the UK, armed with nothing but his guitar, a mic, his legendary loop pedal, and his award-winning smile. He really had the crowd in the palm of his hand. A beautiful setting as well at the Long Road. Lake to one side of the stage, big stately home to the other side. Massive crowd in front of him and the sun shining down on everyone. It was a great day. So after 3 long years, it was definitely time for a catch-up with Morgan here on Absolute Radio Country. And we covered it all, from how he discovered his love of country music to whether or not we can expect any future collaborations with his wife, Kelsey Ballerini. Here's my full conversation with Morgan Evans.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. I'm so excited to welcome back to the UK. It's been a few years. Morgan Evans, hello.
It has, mate. It's good to see you. We've just had a full conversation off air, but
yes.
Now we're going to recreate those magical moments.
You know, just catching up. Well, I say catching up. I don't think we've ever actually properly met before. We've said hi maybe at things, but we've never had time to kind of sit down. And now we're going to do it with a big antenna on top of the building and microphones.
I love it.
But we're not over to catch up. You're over because... Well, you're supporting Brad Paisley, but you're also doing your own show. You got some new music out. Lots going on. Do you feel like it's gone from like 0 to 60, or were you really busy during the past 2 years as well?
No, it certainly has kind of. I mean, I guess we've warmed into it over the last sort of year or 8 months to a year. We've been doing kind of one-offs here and there. We did a little run of shows last year with Brett Eldridge, kind of in the before Omicron. Like post-Delta, whatever that period was.
The sweet spot.
Yeah, exactly. But no, this is the bit where now I feel like between now and November, the other day, my wife and I kind of looked at each other. We're like, oh, we're going back into like pre-COVID mode and just said yes to everything. And now what are we going to do? But at the same time, it feels so good to be back doing it. And especially back here, getting to play music. And as you say, play the shows with Brad, which are going to be just awesome fun.
So the country and the coast, side A, this indicates to me, I mean, look, you know, I don't have many degrees, but if it's side A, there must be a side B on the way.
Yes, there is. And it's been on the way for a little bit, but we've actually started now. We've got, I was just actually listening this morning to a couple of kind of work in progress things, and I'm super excited about that. I feel like the COVID years, as I'm calling them,
were really
tough for me, because I find most of my inspiration in kind of just those musical moments that happen when you might be jamming or something, and it comes out. And without being in the room with people, that doesn't really happen, obviously, as much over Zoom. Kind of never happens for me. And so making this second side of the record has been such a great experience. I feel like the joy of music is coming back, and really excited to share this stuff as soon as it's ready.
So you mentioned you and your wife saying yes to everything. Your wife, Kelsey Ballerini, we should say, for people who don't know. Do you feel like we were together all the time and now you've never seen each other?
This is the first time now, this trip. So I'm over here doing the show in London, then obviously jumping on with Brad Paisley for the Europe stuff. And that's going to be 2 weeks. So that'll be the longest since probably 2019. So I'm only day two right now. Ask me in 2 weeks how we're going.
Speaking of 2019, that was the last time that you were over here.
Yeah.
You did some shows. You played the Long Road Festival.
Yep.
And every time that I've seen you, it's been you and a loop pedal.
Yep.
You know, wowing the crowd, everybody going, what are those things that he's doing? What's he doing with his feet? And why does it sound like he's got a full band? And now you have a full band.
I do have great memories of the loop. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things that started out of necessity. I moved to America. My band from Australia didn't come with me. They had families and stuff, which is totally fine. But I wanted to put together a show that I could do at the highest level every time. And that meant doing it myself for a long time. And it kind of just snowballed into this thing. And I think during 2020, it was one of those times where a lot of people sat back and sort of reconsidered what they were doing and how they wanted to do it. And man, I just remember when I started playing guitar when I was 13, all I wanted to do was play guitar in a band. And I feel like I get to do that again now.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. We are here with Morgan Evans. You're over playing your own show and supporting Brad Paisley. That's kind of two very different shows, I would imagine.
Cause yeah.
Your own show, lovely, intimate, you know, packed out, but intimate.
Yep.
And then arena with Brad Paisley. Do you have two different shows that you do? You know, do you have two different set lists? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, well, they're definitely two different set lists. We're super stoked for tonight because it's at the Lafayette.
Lafayette, Club. Yeah. Is that how you say it? Great venue, yeah.
It's underground. It's going to be hot down there, and we don't have an end time. So we can just jam and play like all the songs that... We haven't done too many headlining shows this year. They've mostly been like festival slots or something like that where you get an hour or 45 minutes. And
so you're like 4.5 hours tonight.
Like, who knows? We'll go like a Bruce Springsteen length show tonight, maybe.
They'll have to cut the lights.
That's definitely not going to happen. But there's something really relaxing in that and really musical about, hey, this bit's, let's just keep doing this for a little bit, or like make the solo twice as long. Whereas certainly on Brad's shows, there'll be a time limit of like when you have to get off. That's a main difference. And obviously, yeah, big places. I've never played that size venue in this part of the world before. I've done plenty in America and Australia, but it's a different feeling, and I know that we're going to be meeting a lot of people for the first time at those shows, so I really look forward to that aspect of it, you know, seeing, like, who comes to a Brad Paisley show in Norway? I have no idea, but
you're about
I can't
to find
wait
out.
To see, yeah.
Yeah. So are you feeling jet lagged? Are you feeling all right?
You know the feeling, like, it's... comes in waves.
Mm-hmm.
I felt really good this morning, and my mate yesterday, he told me how to use City Mapper, the app, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So like I got up and I checked it, and it was going to be like half the length to get on the train, and so I got the train and thought, how London am I right now, and showed up, and then I called Luke here and I was like, man, I'm out the front, and he's like, oh, you're at the place you're supposed to be this afternoon. So evidently I feel okay, but maybe my brain's not working to its full capacity.
It's all right. I filled in waiting for you. Nobody will ever know how late you were.
All right, great. Yeah,
you know, we're fine.
Sure,
we had loads
sure.
of music to play.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Music and jokes probably lined
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time naming my new Scotty Dog puppy, which my producer doesn't want me to talk about with you. But what would you name a Scotty Dog puppy if you were getting one?
A Scotty Dog?
Yeah, a little Scottish Terrier.
I don't know, Scotty?
It's a popular choice.
Yeah.
It's a popular choice. You've got a dog, right?
What did you... Yeah, we got a dog, yeah. He was before my time, though.
So oh, right. He came with.
Yeah, he was a package deal. We get on great. There was a little bit of like a niggle at the start. It was like, who's going to be the alpha of the house?
Sure.
Once we worked out that was him. Everything's been yeah, cool since then.
Once you found your place.
Yeah, yeah. His name's Dibs, and he's a legend. But what name did you get to?
We're leaning towards Clyde at the moment.
Ah, good. That's a good strong name
isn't
for a
it?
Little dog.
Yeah, yeah, lots of people like suggesting it. Clyde. And it's a river in Scotland.
Fantastic.
Dibs the dog, was he named Dibs before the song?
I think the story goes... If it wasn't the day, it was the week that her song Dibs went to radio, and he came into her life at that same week, so she named him Dibs.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah.
We're talking about your wife, of course, Kelsey Ballerini. I saw a photo with you and Dibs, actually, on the pink carpet at your house. So the award
Maybe
show
so.
That Kelsey was
oh,
meant to be
yeah,
hosting,
yeah.
and then she had to do it from home.
Yeah, that
so
was wild.
So you had the complete setup of
yep.
the carpet, the backdrop, her looking $1 million, you know, hosting, you in shorts, no shoes, and a dog.
Right,
and a
yeah.
beer, I think.
Yeah, they brought, Kelsey was meant to host the award show, and so rather than when she got COVID, just sort of not have her on the show, they bought the whole, like, broadcasting truck and parked it in our driveway, and they even brought the pink carpet, which is what they have at the CMT Awards, and set it up in front of the garage doors, and so... Yeah, she was all dolled up, ready to walk the carpet. And I mean, I was just drinking a beer and hanging out with the dog, so I thought, why miss the opportunity? But I will say I've had so much positive feedback on those photos that I'm really struggling to find a reason to wear shoes again. So who knows? Maybe on an actual carpet one day soon, you'll see Kelsey like running the other way if that's the case. But it was nice. It was a fun afternoon.
So some couples seem to write together all the time. Like Mary Morris, we had her on the show, we were talking about, and her and Ryan, you know, they're forever writing together, and they've got a song together.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be the case with you and Kelsey.
Or
is something going on that we don't know about in terms of writing?
No. Well, I think Maren and Ryan kind of met writing songs.
Yeah.
So they were writing songs before they were together, and Kelsey and I did not meet like that at all. We met hosting an award show in Australia. So we sort of really made a point to not mix business and like home life,
right?
Which I think is a healthy distinction to make. I mean, during 2020, we did write some songs together. We went down to a friend's house who's a producer, and we hung out at the beach for a few days and wrote a bunch of songs, and it was really fun. And she's an amazing songwriter. But there's also something fun about going to work and then coming home and trying not to bring it home.
Yeah, so, switching off.
Yeah, it's really fun to be a fan of each other too. And just be there for the other person when they need you.
So the EP is called The Country and the Coast Side A. I'd imagine you like, I mean, is this why it's called this, Country and the Coast? I mean, being from Australia, I don't want to stereotype, but presumably, you know, you're into your surfing and beach life and kind of all that sort of stuff. And then you moved to Nashville. Mm-hmm. Did you move to Nashville because of country music? Was that the reason?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And were you a bit like, oh, what am I giving up in terms of lifestyle to do this?
I guess so, in some ways. I would say the biggest thing to give up was just family and friends.
Yeah,
of course. That's the one big hole, as you would know when you move to a different country on the other side of the world. I grew up in a town called Newcastle, which is very kind of, I mean, I feel like Newcastle and all the surrounding suburbs just took all the names from Newcastle here.
It's the same with America. I'm from Bristol in Tennessee.
Right.
So, you know, nothing original about naming of any of our towns in your country or mine.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, I grew up in Newcastle, like a little bit out of Newcastle and sort of, you know, in the bush, for lack of a better term. And I would go surfing on the weekends and come home and listen to my parents' country music and old rock and roll collection. And I think when I was about 15, I saw Keith Urban play in my hometown. I didn't know who he was at that time. Mum just dragged me along because she saw him play on the morning TV show. And it was the first time I saw all that old country music and old rock and roll that I grew up listening to put together.
Mm.
And that was the first time that really turned my attention to, like, where did that music come from? That guy's an Australian guy, but where did that come from? And it came from Nashville. And that was about the same time I discovered Brad Paisley as well. So that was a really important time musically in my life and probably was the first step to me ending up there.
And speaking of Brad Paisley, you're opening up for him on his arena dates. You guys are buddies now, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're like tight mates, but I've had a few great chats with him. And
can you text him?
Yeah, I can text him.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So that's a mate.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he's nice enough to bring us along on this tour. So must be doing something right. But I'm such a big fan of his, and kind of, again, especially his guitar playing. I mean, he's a guitar hero of mine. We'll be side of stage or front of house for every one of these shows. I can't wait.
In order to get a real gauge of your friendship here, do you use emojis when texting Brad? And does he respond with emojis?
Let me check. Yes, there's one emoji.
From you or from him?
It's from me.
And which emoji is it?
It's like the fist pump emoji.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. Like and did he respond with an emoji?
No, he didn't. He said, I'm so stoked to be on these shows. And he just said, he's so honored. It's going to be a blast.
But he didn't use like the colon, semicolon, smiley face.
He didn't do that, no. He used exclamation marks.
Okay, all right.
But maybe by the end of this tour, I'll get an emoji. And if I do, I'll be sure to
let us know. Yeah, keep it tuned to Absolute Radio Country for that breaking story, please. hey, it's a joy to catch up.
Yeah,
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, man.
Great to see you, Morgan.
Thanks, you too, mate.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
It was great to catch up with Morgan Evans. And remember, if you love hearing from the biggest and best country stars from across the pond in Nashville, make sure you're subscribed to the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country. New episodes dropping all the time, and we've got a pretty good library there for you to dig into already as well. And we don't want you to miss a moment. In the meantime, make sure you join us on social media for the latest from the world of country and exciting competitions too. We're at AR Country on Twitter and Absolute Radio Country on Instagram. Have a great one. Until next time, keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.